Mitochondria dysfunction and regeneration. We're going to talk about dental roots, canals, cellular health, amalgams, gut dysfunction, inflammation, and basically mitochondrial function and dysfunction. There are many theories about dental fillings, root canals, which affects general health. So there are some controversies as well as some other things that you want to explore if you have amalgams and root canals. What are mitochondria? Mitochondria are the powerhouse of the cell that produces ATP energy for bodily function. It regulates cell death, calcium signaling, and the response to stress. So basically, a healthy mitochondria equals a vibrant health. A dysfunctional mitochondria leads to fatigue, inflammation, and disease processes. Dental amalgam filling contains about 50% amalgam, which is the heavy metal, 50% mercury, which is the heavy metal. So the mainstream view of the FDA said that mercury is generally safe for most people, but the alternative biological dentists may say that if you have medical conditions and you have a lot of mercury and amalgam fillings, it can affect how your brain, kidneys, and your body functions with chronic symptoms and fatigue feelings and also neurological issues. So whenever you have these questions, you may want to consult with a person who is trained in biological dentistry to see if you are a person that could benefit from a further evaluation. Root canals are basically infected tooth pulps that has bacteria, which dentists remove because of an infection. So sometimes you can have some residual bacteria in there that can affect your overall health. This is actually a root canal of my root canal, which actually shows it looks pretty good, but I had a silent infection, which was about the size of a dime, that was asymptomatic. I had no symptoms, and it was found thus by routine dental examination, and I actually got it taken care of. And so you can have a root canal that looks really good without symptoms, also with symptoms. This is a very important topic, gut dysfunction and chronic health. Basically, when you talk about gut dysfunction, you have to realize that most people at some point in time had at least one dose of antibiotics. One dose of antibiotics can affect your gut for up to 5 or more years. So therefore, antibiotics kill not only good bacteria, but also kills bad bacteria. So if you have a problem where you are having symptoms of gassy sensation, gut problems, you know, gassy flatulence, you may want to check and make sure that you don't have a leaky gut problem. And this needs to be addressed because there's a direct association between the gut, the immune system, and the brain, the gut-brain barrier. So you want to make sure that you have a protocol that you want to make sure that you can regenerate the gut tissue so that it becomes more healthy so you can absorb vitamins and minerals when you take it by mouth. When you have chronic diseases, inflammation, it affects the mitochondria, and this becomes a vicious cycle that becomes this chronic disease process that makes your entire system fail. Basically, all disease impact mitochondria's function and dysfunction. So when you have fatigue and organ failure, you have an acceleration of aging. And basically, you want to make sure you address the root problem of the mitochondria, which is basically addressing the main source of the disease dysfunction. When you have inflammation, you have this is a very busy slide when it talks about reactive oxygen species. This is a very important word, and I'm going to use the word ROS, which stands for reactive oxygen species, because this is where the stress factors comes in with inflammation. And then when you have this affecting the dysfunctional mitochondria, you have what you call inflammaging. And this was actually coined by an Italian scientist, And he realized that when you have this aging affect the mitochondria and also the disease process as well. There are many factors that benefit the mitochondrial regeneration and protection. I'm going to basically talk about exercise, because every single person has control of how you can exercise. And this is important, because when you can exercise will actually stimulate mitochondrial function and regeneration, as well as all these other supplements that we're going to talk about in a little while. You can actually test for mitochondrial dysfunction by using this test called MeScreen. MeScreen tests for 12 different factors for energy production, oxidative stress, and mitochondrial structure. It's a very simple test that you can do at home or actually at doctor's offices like mine, where you do a finger prick and you can send it off and you can get an analysis of how your mitochondria is functioning, which is very an in-depth assessment of your mitochondria function. It gives you like a meter rate reading, where you can go from a critical level on the left side, or you can go optimal on the right side, which is where you would like to be actually. There are different ways of trying to address mitochondrial regeneration and stress factors. EDTA is a very long word. We're going to use the abbreviation EDTA because it actually helps to bind heavy metal toxicity, such as mercury, which is associated with, we mentioned before, amalgam fillings. So you can remove it by when the EDTA combines with the mercury, you actually excrete it in the urine. So you actually reduce the toxicity from heavy metal by using EDTA infusions. Also, ozone therapy, which is a treatment that you can use to deliver high oxygenation with O3 into the system using either direct IV or what you call EBU, also known as ozone dialysis or 10-pass. And there's also a non-invasive way of delivering it called HOCAT, but it's called HOCAT, which stands for Hyperthermia Ozone Carbonic Acid Transdermal Technology, which can be done with minimal side effects. High-dose vitamin C has been used for many things. It's very important, before you have high-dose vitamin C, you have to have what you call a G6PD level to make sure that you can metabolize the vitamin C and not create any toxicity in your system, because high-dose vitamin C can affect your red blood cells if you do not have this enzyme called the G6PD. So high-dose vitamin C acts as a pro-oxidant at high dose, and at low dose, it acts as an antioxidant. There's also alpha-lipoic acid, which actually helps to regenerate the antioxidation effect of vitamin C, and it helps to build mitochondria, what they call mitochondrial biogenesis, to reduce oxidative stress. There's another form of alpha-lipoic acid called the R-alpha-lipoic acid, which is actually better available biologically in your system than the ALA, and the RLA is actually available by a supplement by Research Nutritionals, which you can take orally, and it's very, very beneficial for mitochondrial regeneration and biogenesis. Omega-3 fatty acids. There's a lot of controversy about omega-3 fatty acids and omega-6. Basically, you want more omega-3 and not omega-6, because omega-3 is the healthy fatty acid that your mitochondria needs to heal and regenerate. So be careful when you're looking at omega fatty acid that you're looking at omega-3 and not omega-6, because you want to have a higher level of omega-3 levels than omega-6, so the mitochondria could function much more efficiently. Inhalation of molecular hydrogen. This has been an upcoming treatment where you can actually inhale 4%, up to 4% molecular hydrogen, which is safe without any level of toxicity. And you can inhale it for at least 20 to 30 minutes minimum, and up to as much as 6 to 8 hours, to actually help the mitochondria to function much better. If you do not have access to inhalation of molecular hydrogen, you can also take oral supplements, which is available as well by Research Nutritional Supplements. Photobiomodulation therapy, which is red infrared light, it actually stimulates the cytochromes in the mitochondria to create energy. This is a very powerful, because red infrared light has been used to stimulate ATP production, to make the mitochondria function better. And they've actually shown that you can actually put red light on red cells, and you can actually see under the microscope how the membrane of the cells change and become more fluid and more robust, basically exposing it to red and infrared light. So this is a very, very powerful, non-invasive modality that you can use to stimulate mitochondrial function. PEMF, called Pulse Electromagnetic Field Therapy, enhances the mitochondrial regeneration and function, and it's actually been used by many devices to stimulate energy in mitochondria to create this environment that the cells can function better. Because remember, cells are like batteries. They have electrical impulses. So when you have the right frequencies, they actually work better. There's also methylene blue. Methylene blue has been used by anesthesiologists for decades, where you can actually use methylene blue to bypass the damaged electron transport chain that's a part of the mitochondrial function. And you can use it orally by mouth, or you can actually use it intravenously. And you want to use low dose of it, and it actually helps to supplement the benefit of light therapy. So when you combine methylene blue with red and infrared light therapy, you actually get a better effect of the methylene blue because it enhances the effect of that transfer of energy. Microcurrent therapy is also very good. Called Rife, R-I-F-E, Rife frequency, actually helps to support mitochondrial function and repair and regeneration. And there are various different devices that you can get microcurrent technology from. Nitric oxide therapy. I'd recommend that you read the book by Dr. Nathan Bryan, which is called The Secrets of Nitric Oxide. It tells you a lot about nitric oxide therapy because it's extremely important. I believe that nitric oxide is one of the most potent treatment that every person should have, because without nitric oxide, basically cellular function is not capable. So nitric oxide improves blood flow, the biogenesis of new mitochondria, and it also helps to make that mitochondria function and support much more effectively to function. Exosomes and growth factors. This is a new field in it's upcoming, because this is basically a field that's not FDA regulated, it's not FDA approved, where you're starting to use these exosomes and growth factors to actually help to stimulate new mitochondrial function and regeneration, and also mitochondrial communication and biogenesis. So that's a new field that's upcoming, where you can actually use exosomes and growth factors to help to improve mitochondrial function and regeneration. A lot of people have heard about peptide therapy. It's flooding the airways. The social media has been flooded with peptides. There are lots of different peptides that's there, but remember, peptides is only one component of the entire topic of mitochondrial regeneration and dysfunction. So peptides is very important in references to helping the mitochondria to function and regenerate. You want to make sure you integrate therapies, that you want to make sure that you actually put it together and not have necessarily a cookbook component, but you want to be able to put it together based upon what you need. Do you have mercury amalgam? Do you have filling? Do you have root canals? Do you have chronic diseases? Do you have lupus? Do you have autoimmune disorder? You want to make sure you put it all together, because you want to make sure that you integrate these therapies, because there's quite a bit that you can use to help the mitochondria function and regenerate. So mitochondria is the key source in overcoming chronic diseases, from gut dysfunction, dental problems, chronic diseases, and you want to test to see how your mitochondria is functioning. You can do it by doing the MeScreen testing, and then you want to create a plan of action. How are you going to approach this as far as you are concerned as an individual, and not necessarily a one-size-fits-all protocol? So this is basically the gist of this entire topic of mitochondrial dysfunction and regeneration. And please feel free to look at the slide once again and go over it if necessary.